On this episode of Brookdale Beat, Tom Brennan chats with Jessica Wishnick, a Brookdale student who received the Gilman Scholarship through the International Center.
Welcome to our look at the people, organizations, and initiatives within Brookdale Community College and beyond. This is Brookdale Beat.
Jessica Wishnick, thank you very much for coming on Brookdale Beat with us this morning and to talk a little bit about the Gilman Scholarship.
Yeah, thank you for having me. This is awesome.
Yeah, and I want to thank you first off for reaching out to us to get the word out about the Gilman Scholarship.
Yeah, so it's a great opportunity for students, so I want to get it
out
there.
Yeah, let's get into that. So, but before we do that, I had a question for you, and we prepped some questions ahead of time, but I wanted to ask you about how did you connect with the International Center initially?
So initially, I was breezing through the MAC area on campus, and my classes were nearby. And I kind of looked it up on the Brookdale website, and I spoke to the people there, and they kind of got me connected.
Right. So you're not an international student, right?
No.
You live right in Monmouth County, but you were just a student here at Brookdale, and
yep.
Decided to, you know, just by walking by, as a passerby, if you will. So that's pretty cool. And so we're gonna get into how the international part got into that. But let's first talk about the Gilman Scholarship. So what exactly is the Gilman Scholarship?
Sure. The Gilman Scholarship is a U.S. government grant that gives up to like $5,000 to college students with financial need. Usually you have to have the Pell Grant, and it helps us study abroad or intern abroad. And it's meant to make international experiences more affordable for students who might not be able to get the chance.
Right. Okay. That's a wonderful opportunity. So I would imagine, and we're sitting here, we're talking about it. So obviously you got it.
Yeah.
But let's talk about how you did get it, how the application process went. So how did that work out for you?
Sure. So it was a lot of hard work. I worked my butt off for a couple of months on one of the essays that I had to do. But the process involves confirming your eligibility that you are a U.S. citizen and that you are receiving the Pell Grant and that you are looking to study abroad. The application includes three short essays. You need to have your official transcripts and certifications to study abroad. And then obviously you have to be signed off on some financial advisors as well.
Right. And get a passport, I'd imagine.
Yeah. That's definitely
the important one, right? You also need a passport. I mean, it sounds like you did a whole lot of work. So so obviously you've received the grant. Congratulations.
I did, yes. Thank you.
And so what did you decide to study, and where did you decide to study it?
Sure. So one of the classes that I took was offered for studying abroad. It was abnormal psychology with Dr. Greco.
Okay.
And we got to go to Amsterdam, and it was an absolute blast. The group of people that I went with, I made lots of friends, and it was a really good time.
It was one class you took over. How long of a period of time was it?
Yeah, it was an accredited class. It was for the June semester.
Okay.
And we got to go, I think it was the third or fourth week.
Okay.
Of starting, and we spent a whole week there.
And so what did you do when you were there?
We did a lot of things. We went to the Van Gogh Museum. We went to the Red Light District, which was really interesting.
I'd imagine.
We went on our day off. We went to a group of friends. We went to the Anne Frank House.
Mm.
And then we also like had a day off just to do whatever we wanted. There was a lot of free time. So like we also went out to dinner, and we did a lot of things with friends. But we went to the Zanze Sconce, which is where like the windmills are, and we got to see how chocolate was made there on our day off. It was really cool. The hot cocoa there is like insane. It's nothing like U.S. hot cocoa. It's very thick. It's very good.
Yeah. So you've already sold me on this trip. Once you started talking about how they make chocolate, I'm all in. I'm all in. How impactful was this trip for you as a person? Let alone a student, but as a person?
I think as a person, it was really rich for me to see. I grew up Jewish, and especially after leaving the Anne Frank House, I left there like very different, like very like a changed person, just kind of walking the halls that she roamed around in and seeing what she was up against and seeing where she lived. It was just, it was insane. And to walk the streets of like the people that had to fight for their right. And it was a hard pill to swallow, but it was really, really nice to see.
Yeah. And you came out of it a different person, I'd imagine.
So, definitely, right. Yes.
You also enjoyed some hot chocolate while you were there too.
I did, yeah.
What does the Gilman, so let's get back to the Gilman Scholarship. Mm-hmm. What does it what does it cover when that the scholarship you get? You obviously you get the funding, but what exactly does it cover?
I believe up to $5,000, depending on the person and their financial need.
Okay.
The money helps cover the study abroad costs, including travel, housing, tuition, meals, and a lot more.
Okay.
Usually.
So it basically, it for the most part, covered your whole trip.
Yes.
Okay. Except for the day off, right?
Yeah. Well, the day off, it kind of like, it was like we got to do whatever we wanted. So basically, yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Cool, cool. Now, if somebody were to, so I didn't, until you approached me, I had no idea that this existed. So now we're getting some word out about the Gilman Scholarship. Mm-hmm. So what would you tell a student who is maybe walking by the International Center in the Mac building? Help me sell it to them. How is it worth it for you?
I would say even if you just peek your head in, just like gather information, it's great. I am a older student living on her own who is lower income, and I'm no stranger to that. And this really helped expand my experience in learning, and it really truly did help me financially. I was able to experience things that I never really thought I could ever experience with that financial barrier in play. So it really was nice to see that there are programs out there that are set to help others, and those that are really like willing to put in the work, I would say go for it, because this was an amazing experience for me.
Yeah, from what you've told me about it already, it seems as if it's a scholarship to change people's lives, and I think it's done that certainly for you.
Definitely.
Yes, and so now you're back on campus, right? For your second year you're back on campus
it
for?
It is,
okay,
yes.
Great. The International Center, where could they go? Do you know where that is exactly?
Yeah, I think it's MAC 114 next to the Disability Department.
Right, okay, yep. And you can go to brookdalecc.edu/international as well to find out more information about that. Great. Jessica Wishnick, thank you so much for coming on to Brookdale Beat with us. And to talk about the Gilman Scholarship.
This was awesome. Thank you so much.
All right, you're welcome.
I'm Audrey, a multimedia production student at Brookdale. Thanks for joining Brookdale Public Radio as we shine a light on Brookdale Community College. Here, we'll get you there. Find more links, information, and listen to this and other episodes at 90.5thenight.org/brookdalebeat.